afternoon. This is the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. I am Maurice Norville. Government says today's five-minute pause for reflection at noon was to demonstrate a national stand for peace and against violence. Minister in the Prime Minister's office, responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, highlighted the significance of the gesture while speaking to Starcom Network News outside of the National Botanical Gardens, just before the Junior Cadument Parade paused to observe the moment of reflection.
Well, you know, this is extremely important. I mean, the whole of Barbados would know that there is general concern about the state of violence. The Prime Minister has asked us all as a nation to pause over the weekend in our services from Friday to Sunday, but now today at 12 to be able to pause. That pause is us standing up as a nation, as individuals, Barbadians, and being able to demonstrate that not only are we concerned, but also as well that we're willing to reflect and take some responsibility for this nation, but also as well to send a signal, particularly to those forces that would want to be destructive, that they are in the minority, but that the majority of Barbadians are committed to ensuring that we have the type of Barbadian that keeps that tradition and those values that are typical of this country.
The minister also praised the creativity on display during the Junior Cadument.
Kiddies Cadument now, I think, I mean, they've been blessed with a fantastic day. So lots of sunshine. I see all the kids' creativity as well. I think the creativity is here. People talk about, you know, the lost art that's happening with Cadument, but we're finding it in Kiddies Cadument as well. One of the other things certainly that we have done in the Division of Culture with the National Library Service is make sure that the kids understand the reason for what it is that they're doing. It's not just to jump up, but understand the theme and you know, the history. So that we're kind of embedding within the next generation as well, a love for the art itself and not just for the day and the jump up.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office, responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. As the weekend of prayer and peace got underway, Muslims around Barbados reflected upon the state of the country and prayed for peace during their congregational Friday Juma prayers. Imam of Bridgetown Masjid, Akil Bula, spoke on the importance of reconciliation.
What is better in degree than extra fast, prayers and charity? That, should I not tell you of an action that is more weighty, more virtuous, more rewarding than keeping nothing an optional fast, optional charity, optional prayer? So the Sahaba said, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sarahu Dhatul Bain, that reconciliation between people, that when there are individuals or groups who are fighting, to go and reconcile, to bring an end to those arguments, to bring an end to the squabbles and the fighting, that is more virtuous.
Imam of Bridgetown Masjid, Akil Bula. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, has dismissed rumours that discoloured water seen along the south coast is sewage. Speaking during a news briefing to provide an update on repairs to an 8-inch sewage line on the south coast, which was ruptured during Hurricane Beryl, Dr. Duguid explained the reason for the discoloration.
As far as I'm aware, what happens simultaneously and what people often mistake for sewage is when we open the sluice gate. And when the sluice gate is open, sometimes you get tannins, which is the stuff from the trees and so on. And people think that that is. But that was not that. That was the tannins when we opened the sluice gate. Because remember, at the same time, you had rain. So when you have rain, it means that the swamp gets filled up. And that's why the sluice gate is there, so you can open it. And often when you open it, you still have to clear away sand as well. So we open, clear away sand, and then people see they tend to see this in the water and come to that conclusion. But that is not normally so.
Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid. The first cohort of school monitors who completed their programs in early childhood care have received their certification at the Barbados Community College. And 200 participants graduated from the school assistance training program that was conducted at the Erdiston Teachers Training College. And Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney, highlighted the importance of the program.
most fundamental is that we want a child-centered education system, one where we put the children first, and all that we do is to support the teachers and to support the schools and to support Erdiston and to support all of our partners in being able to do what is right by every child, no matter how they learn, no matter what pace they learn, no matter what their interests are, and no matter what the outcomes they want for their lives. Every child must have the chance at a better future.
Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney, in the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the news, government says today's five-minute pause for reflection at noon was to demonstrate a national stand for peace and against violence. As the weekend of prayer and peace got underway, Muslims around Barbados reflected upon the state of the country and prayed for peace during their congregational Friday Juma prayers. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, has dismissed rumors that discolored water seen along the south coast is sewage. And the first cohort of school monitors who completed their programs in early childhood care have received their certification at the Barbados Community College. This has been the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. I am Maurice Norfield.